If you've ever been to Phoenix, you might have noticed all the canals that cut across this city. There are more here than in Venice. In fact, Phoenix would hardly exist without artificial waterways like this one. They link farms and homes to several major rivers, but climate change is bringing dangerously hotter summers, and hundreds of miles of canals exposed to the unrelenting heat lose nearly 5% of their water to evaporation. The canal operators have known this for a long time. The government has even studied what kind of engineering and money it would take to cover them with shade. And for many years, the answer has been too much. But now, just south of Phoenix, something big is happening on the Gila River Indian Reservation.
These panels here will span 28 feet over the Casablanca Canal.
David DeYoung is managing a project to cover about 3,000 feet of irrigation canal with a solar farm. The tribe says it's the first project of its kind in the Western Hemisphere. DeYoung walks along the canal's edge as workers pour concrete piers that will support the panels. The work is funded by the Inflation Reduction Act, and DeYoung says it'll create enough renewable energy to power several thousand homes. It'll also reduce the amount of water that's lost to Arizona's sun.
Nobody's ever done this before. All we have is some very small modeling that's been done in a laboratory somewhere. So we're pretty confident we're going to be able to reduce evaporative losses by at least 50%, possibly as high as two-thirds. And what that means on a practical level, we can reduce evaporative losses on this little segment of canal by about 10 acre-feet of water a year. For an average grower, that's 2 acres of land.
That's barely a drop in the bucket. The Gila River Indian community gets about half its water from the Colorado River. Lately, water managers across the region have watched in alarm as reservoirs that serve 40 million people in the West drastically shrink because of climate change and overuse. Last year, the tribe volunteered not to use some of the Colorado River it's entitled to. When I met with tribal governor Stephen Rowe Lewis, he told me he's doing whatever he can to prepare for the future.
This is an existential challenge, not only, of course, to our economy, but to our very existence, we see. These are the stories that have been told to me from our elders, our songs, our customs and tradition. And so it's up to leaders like myself to educate our community, pushing them to find innovative solutions, a path forward for the very survival of our people.
I think that's an interesting point. Most people listening to this probably don't realize that indigenous people who settled this land thousands of years ago were the very people who started the canal systems that we're looking at now, that run through Phoenix. When you consider that, what significance does this have to you?
Deeply personal, almost to my blood, to my DNA. You know, this blood memory that traces us and connects us to the Hoogum civilization, who we trace our ancestry to, who, you know, were amazing canal builders, where some of the canals were carbon dated at least 1,000 years, if not older. And that is literally the footprint of what modern day Phoenix is built upon. That's what I tell our youth. That type of indigenous ancient innovation is still in you, in your blood, DNA. Do not betray that. You know, that connection is what we're harnessing, literally, today on this ground, what we're seeing right now, hundreds, if not thousands of years later.
Well, it sounds like a no-brainer, right? I mean, having lived in this valley for most of my life, if not all of my life, I've heard people talking about this concept. Why don't you shade the canals? It will reduce evaporation. You could create clean energy. And yet, it's 2024, and it's now just starting to happen. Clearly, there are engineering challenges. There are money challenges. This isn't easy to do. Do you think what you're doing here can be replicated someday, perhaps, if we can clear these hurdles on the hundreds of miles of canals that stretch across this big city?
I'm very hopeful it can, but also I think it has to. And hopefully we can show a pathway with a lot of the infrastructure challenges. Hopefully, you know, the others can learn from us as well.
The Gila River community is giving up a great deal of water from the Colorado River to keep in Lake Mead. The river's facing a crisis. Are you looking for ways to separate yourself from a future with the Colorado River?
Moving forward, we know that there's challenges with this ongoing climate change mega drought that we're in. We're not resting on our laurels here. We actually have three major infrastructure projects that we are vetting with the federal government, with the Bureau of Reclamation now, that could potentially look at ways where we're not so dependent on the Colorado River. If you think this is innovative,
well, if I may, is that what this is in one way a part of? Looking for innovative solutions for the future if the Colorado River source is no longer there for you.
If all of this is successful moving forward, even if we're 75% successful, we're still going to have enough energy and enough water conserved to protect our community against climate change and to make it sustainable and really realize the complete goal of being one of the first net zero communities and having it being a native sovereign tribe. I think that's an amazing accomplishment.
That was Stephen Rowe Lewis, governor of the Gila River Indian Community on the banks of an irrigation canal south of Phoenix. And by the way, the tribe may be the first to cover a canal with a solar farm in the U.S., but they won't be the last. There's a similar project underway at the Turlock Irrigation District in the Central Valley of California. Those panels could be fired up by the end of the year.